some, after being in practice for a while, you started to see some things that really didn't quite fit with that piece of paper that hangs on your wall that says you're, you know, you're licensed to practice medicine, and there's kind of some conflicts of interest, if I could use that terminology. Tell us about that struggle.
Okay. Well, you know, I was practicing what I had learned for the 7 years I had been in medical school in my residency training, and I was basically taught, you know, conventional or traditional medicine, and that's all I knew. And I got into practice, and after several years of regular practice, I became very frustrated with the limitations of traditional medicine. And in the area that I practice, which is just about 30 minutes north of Richmond in Virginia, I serve a huge population of children that have asthma. I see a ton of ADHD. We see, of course, a lot of childhood obesity, and now I'm beginning to see some type 2 diabetes as a result of that. And my frustration came in when I was treating these asthmatic children with, for example, multiple medications, maybe 3 or 4, and despite the use of the traditional medication, these children were not getting well. They were still coming into me, you know, what I believe far too frequently, like 2 to 3 times a month, with symptoms. And so that meant to me treatment failure. And along with the, the poorly controlled asthma symptoms, I was seeing a lot of children coming in for evaluations for ADD and ADHD. And I would say approximately 50% of my practice is ADHD, and it is now the fastest growing disorder in children.
Now, I'm curious, why is that?
Well, you know, in my traditional training, medical doctors will always call this multifactorial, and we didn't really know. The medical establishment there's no way you can make a diagnosis per se of ADHD. There's no test or anything that you can do for that. So it's usually diagnosed by obtaining surveys and determining how children function in various environments, both in their home as well as in school. And usually when they get to a point where they're not functioning well in those areas, they may or may not be labeled ADHD. But what I found
This is the answer I'm waiting for right here.
Right.
But what I found, because I think being a wellness consultant, we're both considered now NECAN wellness consultants, that we come up with our own opinions
Right. Based
on lifestyle. And this is, I think this is so key in what you're about to say right now of why we're seeing this huge, I mean, massive skyrocketing off the graph scale of children being diagnosed with that or given that label of ADD or ADHD.
Right. And if I was to, you know, sum it up in one area, I would say the most significant problem is a sleep disorder. These children are simply not sleeping. Now, of course, nutrition is way up there as well. You know, we do need to make some improvements in nutrition. But if there was one thing I could change in all of these children, when I affected the sleep, the behavior improved significantly.
Mm.
We know that poor sleep is a common feature of ADHD in children, but it's difficult sometimes to determine whether the sleep disorder is a cause or it's a result of ADHD. Regardless of whether it's the cause or the result, I believe that addressing sleep issues dramatically improves behavior in these children with ADD and ADHD.
Now, a few years ago, we figured 4 or 5 years ago, you were introduced to NECAN. How did that come about?
How was I introduced to NECAN?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
You're in medical practice. You're doing everything that Western medicine tells you to do. You kind of have the inside track on what's coming out as far as drugs. So if you were dealing with anything, you could have done that. And with the long, track record of your family being in the medical practice in that field, why NECAN for you?
Well, what I discovered after I started recognizing this trend of poor sleep, I also recognized this trend of a whole lot of pharmaceutical reps seeking me out.
They had your number, per se.
They had my number. I mean, I was encouraged to become a speaker in training for one of the major drug companies that produce Ritalin. And what actually happened is they did, you know, send me to a trip, an all-expense-paid trip, to learn about their product so that I can become a speaker to other local physicians as well as, you know, other physicians in the country. And I did actually go, and that was 4 years ago.
And where was that trip?
In Florida.
Okay, so what is, it's not like you were being sent to Kansas in the middle of the summertime.
No.
And, you know, this is something I don't think a lot of us realize, and I have a, we have a friend, Stacy, that we used to work with in Oklahoma, and she had shared with us that starting salary for a pharmaceutical rep is like 75 grand or something like that, and you get a car, and you get a cell phone, and all these other perks. I mean, this is big business. And so they basically sent you to all expenses paid to say, hey, come learn about our drugs so you can hook up people with
right.
what we've got, in a sense.
And I got a significant stipend as well.
Okay, explain what that is.
Money. Money, they paid me to speak for them.
Oh, okay.
And that's how the pharmaceutical industry works.
And you probably know, maybe you don't. I didn't ask you this the other day when we chatted. Do you know what the current $1 billion mark is for the pharmaceutical industry here in the U.S.?
You know, I don't know offhand.
Okay.
But it's really up there.
It's way up there.
It's way up there.
Okay. So 4 or 5 years ago, you discovered that, hey, wait a second, you go on a trip like this and thinking, wait, there's got to be something else.
Right. Well, what happened, when I got back from the trip and I came to my senses, I realized, I just asked the question to the representative, you know, why did you choose me to go on this trip? And their short answer was, well, hey, you're a big player in the market on ADHD, and we enjoy your business for the most part. So I asked him if he would share with me the number of prescriptions I was actually writing for stimulant drugs. Now, normally they do not share that information with you. It's they're not supposed to share that information, but I had a friend that was in the business. But anyway, he literally opened up his laptop, and he had documentation of the prescribing practices of physicians in my local area and how I compared to them. And to make a long story short, I was writing over 600 prescriptions a month for stimulant medications for children. That was frightening.
So we're talking now 5 days a week you're working?
5 days a week.
So if I can turn on my calculator really quick, 600 divided by, let's say, 22 on a good month, or 23 days that you're working, that's you're writing 26 prescriptions a day.
Oh, sure. Easily.
So that
and I'm seeing 30 patients a day, you know, roughly. I see about 30 patients a day.
Okay, so I can imagine that the trauma that's going on in your own mind, because you're writing these and yet they're not doing what, as you said, that you're not seeing the results that you should see.
That's right.
So, again, getting back to my question, how did Nican come into the picture? You said you came to your senses, saw how many you're writing, and then what? Somebody called you and said, hey, why can you come to this Nican wellness preview or what?
No, I was so bothered by it, and I just I got to a point in my career as a physician that I was questioning whether or not I could continue being a pediatrician and continue to be writing scripts like this for children, because I didn't feel like that was the right thing ethically.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply prayed about it, to be quite honest with you. And I prayed, and my answer was I was introduced to wellness. And I met a Nican consultant who told me a little bit about Nican and its products. I, from there, visited the local wellness center, which was at the time here in Richmond. I learned a little bit about what Nican is all about and the products you had, particularly the sleep products and the magnetic therapy. And I was very impressed. So the first thing I did, obviously, was I purchased a few products, and I decided that I'd test some of these things on my family. And my mother, I had heard from other consultants that I was speaking with that the magnetic sleep system helped folks with apnea, sleep apnea. And my mother was a sufferer of sleep apnea for 15 years and was on a CPAP machine. So I sent her the Nican sleep system. And shortly, within a week of her being on the Nican sleep system, her sleep apnea symptoms resolved. Prior to that, she had been on a CPAP machine, but it was very uncomfortable for her and very cumbersome, and so she didn't like using it. Although she got some results when she would use it, she didn't like to use it. So.
Now, for us Nephites out there that are not in the medical community, a CPAP machine, and I'm familiar, we have a first-level
right.
platinum, Gary Anthony, that's used one of those for a good portion of his life. It basically helps control the breathing so that when the person who's suffering from sleep apnea stops breathing, it kind of jump starts and kicks them, gets it going back.
Right.
Right,
it forces air into the airways to sort of stent them open so that oxygen can be distributed to the brain and various organs.
So mom has this result within a week. Was that a big deal in your eyes?
Oh my goodness, that was life changing for her, and obviously for me. And you know, with that kind of result and that kind of information under my belt, I could not sit and not tell people about what I had just learned. And so from there, I began bringing some products into the office, and you know, just again to get more comfortable with the products, I would just simply test folks on mag steps and just see what kind of response I would get. And you know, lo and behold, 90% of the time, you would see a significant difference in their strains. Like I'm sure other Nikan consultants are familiar with the kinesiology testing and things like that we do, and I was doing several of those in the office.
Now, when you say on the office, on your colleagues or on your patients?
On my patients, on my the parents of my patients, on my colleagues, on the staff, they thought I had gone crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
They thought I was out of my mind. I could not stop talking about this stuff.
You turned into a regular wellness consultant.
Yeah.
Any public setting, we're like whipping them out of our shoes and throwing them on the sidewalk. And
exactly.
Ripping people's arms off.
You know, yes, right, exactly.
Okay, I thought I was the only wingnut that went through that, but I guess there's others too, and even those in the medical community. So, conflict of interest. I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking, wait a second. You went to school. You've got the degree. You're in practice. You've got the pharmaceutical reps that have got your number. They're like going, okay, she's a hot one. Yeah, keep track on Melanie because she's gonna be our main, you know, our main gal here. And then all of a sudden you see, wait a second, this is something different now. And mom's got the great result. And then was there anything, I mean, at all curious about how the technology worked, or did you even care, or what?
Not to me, because I'll tell you, I mean, I feel the same way when drug reps present to me a paper. I mean, they oftentimes come in with, you know, studies that they've done, these placebo, you know, blind, placebo-controlled studies, and quite frankly, you don't always see the same results that they see in papers in a clinical setting. So for me, what makes the biggest difference is the results, you know, the clinical results, I cannot deny, and nobody else could deny, what I was seeing when I was testing these products on people.
And you weren't really doing a double-blind study of sorts.
No.
You were just kind of having fun with them.
I was. But, I mean, the bottom line is everybody responded positively.
And so much like what we can do when we give somebody a rollout, or we do a simple kinesiology test with the mag steps or any of the products, you can do the simple energy, the muscle resistance test. What I'm curious, and I keep using that word because that's my job is to ask these questions. A few days ago, Dave Johnson, our wonderful royal ambassador, sent down the clinical trial watch, a new wave therapy for diabetic neuropathy. I guess it's a portion of the study that Dr. Weintraub, is doing with the Body Energizer. Have you had a chance to read over that? And
just briefly.
I actually
just received it in my email today, actually.
Okay, so you're just scanning it like I did. I got a color copy in the mail that Dave sent to us, and I'll tell you, just from glancing at it, and my mom and I were discussing this Thursday night, this is huge. Now, we knew about this last November. Dr. Weintraub spoke at the leadership convention in Las Vegas, and he talked about that he was going to do this and venture into this, and some of the preliminary results about what he's doing, and that they're seeking out 250 volunteers with moderate to severe neuropathy at 12 to 15 university diabetes centers and 10 private medical groups worldwide. The study is also double blind, so participants are randomly selected. They have no idea which is the working energizer and which is the sham device. That, you know, da 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 da. This type of stuff is more official than what you were doing in your office.
Oh, definitely. you know. Of course, well, that's what the medical community believes, but, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, what we're looking for is results.
And I so appreciate you saying that, because a lot of people say, well, and I talked to a gal the other day in Toronto, said, what kind of you know, double-blind studies, what kind of medical research is spent on this? And, you know, I'm like, well, who cares?
Right.
But I appreciate you saying it that way, because the results are what matter, no different than the paperwork that the drug rep shared with you, that results
right.
are what count.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so I thank you for sharing it that way. So, again, getting back to the, there had to be an inner conflict going on in Melanie's mind and in your heart and your passion for affecting and impacting your patients, children, and being a parent of two beautiful girls myself. As a parent, when you see your child suffering and you see them hurting, I have a nephew who's almost 11 who inherited all of his dad's allergies and my brother's allergies, and to watch him suffer through some of the terrible days that he's had, and some days are better, and then my own daughter who in the beginning of spring and early part of summer when everything's in full blossom, however, utilizing the Niken technology, she just doesn't have to deal with him like my nephew is, what happened in Melanie's life that changed? What was there a turning point?
Again, after, you know, meeting several and, you know, wonderful people in Niken, and I learned that there was a pediatrician from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I believe, Varney Margolis, who had worked with children with ADHD. And ADHD in particular is a passion of mine, so when I heard that potentially these products could help children with ADHD, I was all for it. And at that point, I just felt like, you know, as a pediatrician, armed with the knowledge that I now had, this new information, even though it was something I was not trained in, it is a crime for me not to share this with my patients when I have children that are suffering.
Because you've got the degree, you've got the license, and isn't that what it says? I mean, it's been a while since I've actually been in the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it say you're licensed to practice medicine?
Medicine, that's right.
So your obligation to society is to take the knowledge that you have or that you continue to receive and pass that on to your patients.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's like your mandate.
Right.
You don't have a choice here, so...
So for me, it was no... I mean, there was no question in my mind that everybody that I knew was going to hear about this.
Okay. So give us some... let's fast forward. Let's hear some of the positive stuff, some of the stories, because I know I've got people that have asked me, Vance, is she going to share some of the results she's seen? No, she's going to keep it all top secret. What are some of the stories you've seen with some of these kids with ADD and ADHD and you know, all these other conditions?
That's
I would imagine,
tremendous.
You know.
Well, after learning about the work that Barney Margolis did, I set out to mirror his study. I mean, there was no reason for me to do anything different. If he was getting results, I wanted to see if, in fact, I could get similar results. And so, patients that were frustrated and parents that were frustrated and were not getting the kind of results they were looking for using traditional medicine, I asked them if they wanted to be a part of a sort of a loose study that I did in my office. And I do say loose because I basically just gave them product. And the product, everybody went on, those participants went on a magnetic mattress, the full sleep system actually, the comforter, a pillow, and a pad. I also handed them a pair of the children mag steps.
Now, did you have all the stuff on hand, or would you register them as a wellness guy?
It was really a blessing. What was really interesting is shortly after I was introduced to Niken, and I was doing all this hoopla, and I was talking in my office about it. Everybody thought I had gone crazy. Well, a nurse practitioner that worked with me also worked part-time with a developmental specialist that worked at the Children's Hospital in Richmond. And he said, when she was saying, I work with this crazy pediatrician that's talking about magnets all the time, he said, where is she? I want to see her. Because he had known another Niken consultant that when he was in New York, and apparently he was going to do a formal study through the Medical College of Virginia very similar to what I did, but they denied him the ability to do it because they said they wanted to see results, which was stupid. I mean, they basically said, you cannot do the study unless you prove to us that, in fact, these things work. Well, that was the purpose to doing the study.
Oh really? Is that how that works? I'm just like, okay, if you want to climb the stairs, you got to make the first step. So you just don't stand there looking at the steps, huh? You got to actually step up the stairs, as Zig Ziglar says.
Right. So he had, that was available to him, he had 5 magnetic mattress pad sleep sets.
Wow.
And he, because he was unable to do it at the major university here in Richmond, he asked me if I would be willing to do the study on my patients using his product. Wow.
That's not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal. And these pads were set up. She had actually 5 placebo pads with no magnets in them and sham mag steps, and then 5 of the Nikon sets.
Now, this is something that not everybody can get their hands on to do their own.
No. I mean, it just lined up so beautifully. I mean, I didn't even have to have all the products.
Okay.
So I began handing them out to those participants that wanted to do the study and learn more about whether sleep affected the children's behavior.
Now, when you say children, I'm guessing age range from what to what?
Most of the kids that I looked at were school-age children.
Okay.
You know, I would say from 5 or 6 up to high school.
Okay.
And what
happened?
I had the opportunity to study probably about 10 to 15 children, and 80 to 90% of these children got significant improvement in their behavior.
Okay.
I had some children that were medicine naive. What I mean by that is they were never on a stimulant or anything else to address ADHD symptoms.
Okay.
Those children never went on any medication either.
Wow.
They were very impressed and didn't want to, obviously, after they got those results.
Sure. Now, is there any side effects to the traditional Western medicine route? And I'm not attacking Western medicine because they're there for a purpose. I mean, God obviously blessed us with the industry and with the, I mean, so we live in this great country and we have this, aspect. But are there any side effects that you personally have seen with, like, Ritalin and some of the other more common, you know?
There are numerous side effects.
And what are some of those?
Appetite suppression, insomnia, jitteriness, withdrawn. I mean, there are so many. But, you know, again, one of the major ones is insomnia. And
yeah,
here
I was
going
to say, that kind of keeps the cycle. All of a sudden, you're going back to the body. And, you know, it was interesting because Thursday night, I was at a birthday party, and I think the gentleman that shared this with me, he had heard a radio interview this week on Focus on the Family with a doctor, very similar to yourself, and this doctor had went on record and stated that if I prescribed, or if every doctor out there prescribed this regimen of 4 things, and he said, or she, I don't even know if it's a male or female, but it was 8 hours of sleep, reading the Bible 30 minutes a day, walking 30 minutes a day, or getting outside and doing something, or, you know, inside exercise-wise 30 minutes a day, and eating correctly. Those 4 things, sleep, reading, walking, and eating correctly, they said that literally we'd put ourselves out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So you definitely agree with that.
I do.
Well, you know, what's fascinating to me is that, you know, if the side effects of a drug for a child, which really doesn't know any better, because they're a child for Pete's sakes, and sorry for me being passionate about this, but again, when you have 2 in your own home, you know as a parent that our job is to be the defense for them. So if something is introduced to their life that's producing something that's going to be the exact opposite of the direction we want to go there, in other words, they're hyperactive and they're not getting the sleep at night, so we put them on something that makes this, you know, lack of sleep even worse, so that therein we're going full circle. Isn't that called insanity, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the same thing.
And that's exactly what I tell folks all the time. I mean, the medication that I was using, the traditional route that I was going, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting different results. I wasn't getting the results that I was looking for. So it was time for a change.
Mm.
And Nikon came in at the right time.
So you saw 80 to 90% of the kids, the patients, getting wonderful results. And I'm sure that your colleagues were probably thinking, hey, and especially your pharmaceutical rep friends were probably not liking you at that point.
No, they weren't. And actually, during the study, I was actually reported to the Board of Medicine here in Virginia.
Uh-oh. Now you're in the bad apple.
Yes. And I was reported by a physician, not by any parents. And I was doing this probably, well, now I've been in NECAN for about 4 years. So I had been studying, I had been doing it off and on for a while. And in 4 years, a single, you know, complaint, and that was by a physician.
Now, why, in your opinion, why would a physician turn you in or get upset for actually finding something that would deal with the, what you're supposed to be doing?
That baffles me. I mean, all I could say is it must be jealousy or something. I don't know why anybody. I mean, the person that turned me in, I'm sure went into pediatrics for the same reason I did, and that was to raise and healthy, growing and developing children. So, if she wasn't even willing to listen to what the parents had to say about the positive results. You know, and this is the kind of thing you hear over and over again from other wellness consultants that, you know, a patient goes into a doctor and they had diabetic neuropathy symptoms or they had an ulcer that was healed with one of the NECAN products. And the doctor says, great, keep doing what you're doing. But they never ask, what did you do?
Ah.
You know, and unfortunately, these same patients that I was treating were shared patients, but none of my colleagues asked them, you know, did that master's pad help you? They didn't want to hear it because it was something that they were unfamiliar with.
It was a conflict to them, and I'm sure they, just like you, were getting some money on the side.
Maybe
it's not on the side. Maybe it's a direct deposit and everybody knows about it. But, see, and that, I don't want to taint that because all of a sudden you're probably going to, you know, I know what our doctor, our pediatrician does. Is, you know, when we go in for, you know, a simple question or we call in, it's like, oh, yeah, pick up some of this or, you know, let me come in and I'll write you. And we never fill the prescriptions. It's kind of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And what's scary is, I think I mentioned this last week, is that her father, our pediatrician's dad, she's Chinese, is a Chinese herbalist. And she has to take time off work when he comes into town because if he comes to visit her at the office or comes to meet her for lunch or something, she panics because she knows that he's going to start, you know, suggesting this to all her colleagues and get her in trouble because all of a sudden he's going the natural method and she's going the Western medicine method. And it's sad, but I know that's where we've gone. In your opinion, Melanie, what would, for people that are listening and are dying to ask the question, okay, what would you tell people, for any child or for even an adult who's suffering from that, what would you say, this is what you've got to start with when it comes to NECAN wellness products?
I would start with the sleep system.
Okay. Now that we're talking, that's not exactly the lower ticket item. Why would you go directly with that?
Well, you know, it's clear. I mean, not only children, but adults in this country are suffering from lack of sleep or sleep deprivation. You could turn on the TV any given day, and you see probably 4 or 5 commercials related to sleep. I mean, you got the count by numbers. There's another one with the mattress. The guy's jumping on the bed trying to knock over a wine glass. There's the ThermoSleep. There's, you know, Lunesta, Ambien, all these drugs that are on. So clearly, you know, there's no question that sleep is a problem. Now, if you have adults with sleep problems, what happens with us is we just really start breaking down. Arthritis, pains, aches, and, you know, fibromyalgia and these kind of diseases. But now take a child who's been sleep deprived for, you know, years or months. We've got, you know, the processes that are going on in the body during sleep are so critical to the normal growth and development of the brain in children and the normal growth and development of the body, of your immune system. So in my opinion, yes, it's a big ticket item, But you've got to start with the basics. And sleep is critical. If you've got a growing child that is not sleeping, you've got a number of things to worry about. You know, during sleep, and especially that deep REM sleep, that's when hormones are being released and, you know, growth is taking place, melatonin, a whole host of things are going on during sleep. It's so, so critical. And if you're not getting there or our children aren't getting there, it would explain why they're having so many problems today.
Mm. Now, Melanie, I'm thinking as you answered that question, you've answered several of mine, I'm thinking
Oops.
That there's probably a few others that I've missed that that people are out there saying, hey, you know, Vance, can you get my mental telepathy? Ask this question. I'm realizing going on, we're almost out of time here, and I'll bet it would probably serve the wellness consultants and, you know, everybody out there in Nikki and Len well to be able to have an opportunity just to say, hey, I've got this situation. And I would imagine that making a blanket statement by saying, hey, start with the sleep system, and that's the pad, the pillow, and the comforter, or the full mattress, the pillow, and the comforter, because it is a system. It's kind of like the body balance program. And, you know, how do you respond if one of your patients says, you know, that's kind of out of our budget, that's kind of expensive? What do you say?
I tell them to save up for it. At Christmas time, rather than buy toys, ask, you know, family and relatives are giving gifts to the children, you know, put that money aside. Save up for it. You might not be able to buy everything at once. Buy it piecemeal.
Mm.
But, you know, I it's my belief that, you know, when people can afford Nintendo and PlayStations and Xboxes that cost $200 and $300 a pop, and a game, you know, for those systems that cost another $60-$70, you know, we're gonna get what we need. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just very firm about that. Yes, it's expensive, but you know, you cannot afford. This is an investment in your child's health. You cannot afford not to get this product.
And I like the fact that I still have the pillow and the pad, the first products that I bought from Nikan almost 14 years ago, and they still work.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like they wear out. And I got this email this week from, and I know he's on the call, so thank you, Jim, for sending this to me. But and, of course, he's making this story up, but this is kind of the response we get when I ask that question, when people say, is it expensive? And he said, I went down to the fireworks stand last night by the Dairy Queen. Have you been down there? Got one of those $100 packs, some pyramids, a bunch of those high flyers. Wow. You know, yeah, well, I guess we spent $300, probably too much. But, hey, you know, 4th of July only comes once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people that make a justification like that. And in, what, a 15, 20-minute period of time, all those fireworks are gone. And you mentioned Xboxes and Nintendos and all this other stuff. And I'm not coming out against all these things. However, these are the things that are sapping our society's finances for what? For just a brief moment of pleasure that can never be retrieved. And if we took that same money, those same resources, invested into something that's going to last forever, the magnetics will never wear out, the far infrared technology will never wear out, and yet we benefit passively every day hour and every night for the rest of our lives. So it's a no-brainer. So, Melanie, here's the $100 million question. Would you be open if we set up at a future date to do a Q&A from people all over North America, and we'll try and structure it some way that it's just not organized chaos, but would you be open to that? Because I know there's people out there that there's actually some folks on the call right now that are not even Nikan Wellness Consultants. They simply heard about the call, or somebody, you know, said, hey, why don't you jump on this call because you've got, you know, you mentioned that your daughter is dealing with this. You might, you know, learn a thing or two. And there's got to be, I would imagine, there's special cases. But I love the way you answered the question, because really, if we get the kids the quality sleep they need, then all those special cases that, you know, because you said 80 to 90% of your patients saw results just with the sleep system.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So that would be the way to go.
Definitely. I think that's a start. I mean, I don't want to put out there that is the only thing, I believe needs to happen for these children, because I also do strongly recommend the use of omega-3 fatty acids, which is brain food. You know, I do talk to them a lot about changing their diet. These are sort of the things that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly drinking more water. But as I said, I started off by saying if I could choose one thing that made the biggest impact, it would be the sleep system.
Okay. And I love the fact when you mentioned diet, because we all know that 25% of children's vegetable intake comes in the form of one food substance, and I'll call it a substance because it's really not food, and that's French fries. And that's just quite pathetic. Except if you're in the Rogers household, because our girls really don't like French fries. They actually now ask for fruit as the side if we're at a restaurant that says, you know, the kids' meal comes with French fries. And it's, we're not brainwashing them. There's, well, maybe we are. But is that a bad thing? I don't think so. You know.
Right. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to, you know, to entertain another session
okay.
with some Q&A in the future if you'd like.
Okay.
Well, I'd love to talk about this. And
yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you actually face-to-face in Virginia here, and we'll put a plug into that. And I know Bob Satterwhite right now is sitting back going, yay! Richmond, Virginia, which is, what is that, July 29th. Big Expo, and you'll be there, and Dr. Gordon Pedersen will be there, Dave and Ellie Stoltzfus, and Ted, is it Alucio? I always mispronounce it, the author of Blood Never Lies, but huge event, and I know there's all kinds of events coming up, but it'll be fun to share the stage with you at that one, and I don't know what I have to bring to the table when there's people like you there. But any final parting thoughts that you would challenge or share with the wellness consultants that, you know, especially going into the summer months, that do we really have the opportunity of a lifetime when it comes to turning the health statistics around in this country?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no question that prevention is the way to go. And with any wellness consultant or anybody entertaining the idea of, you know, getting into Neekin and hearing about these products, I think that, you know, we have in our hand the key to a lot of the problems that Americans are facing as well as our children. And in my personal opinion, I think it's a crime not to tell people about what we know. People are not aware of this stuff. And the only way that this information is going to get out there is by you and I sharing what we know.
And we never really had any idea when we signed that, you know, application and spent the $49 that was our, we were literally commissioned at that point to be a wellness consultant and share that same information with other people.
That's right.
We would never work. Well, Melanie, I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart. I know you've been a blessing to dozens, if not hundreds of people that have heard not only your story, but what you're doing with the Neekin Wellness products. And I don't think we made any medical claims at this point, but maybe we have, mate. Who cares?
I said bottom line is results.
And that's what it's all about. And in, and how can we go to bed at night and face ourselves in the mirror in the morning if we haven't done that? And bottom line is results, and we have something that truly will produce those results. So, thank you again. I appreciate it. You guys, next week, Saturday AM Live, we're going to be just swapping some ideas how to utilize the summer months to up the recruiting factor, to up, as Melanie shared, bottom line, let's get some results. What are some of the one-liners, the zingers, in conversations that come up with people at parties or, you know, gatherings, like a lot of us will be hooking up with people on Tuesday. What are some of those ways? And we're going to be discussing that as well as doing some strategy planning on how to take advantage of the we got 2 weeks left to take advantage of the I always forget the name of that position. The wellness ambassador. No, that's not what it is. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, even though the 2010 ambassador cruise. They've extended that till July 15th, so you can still take advantage. You've got 2 weeks left of that. We're going to be talking about how we can maximize that. Of course, you know, you'll be 1 week shy of it at that point. But that's what we're going to be discussing. And then we've also got lined up, I believe it's the following Saturday, the 8th, I think. Maybe it's the 15th. I don't know. I'll figure it out and let everybody know. New Royal Diamond, Herb Rapp, is going to be on the call with us and lending some of his expertise and what he did to get to Royal Diamond, and his passionate, incredible story of coming out of the sports industry. So he'll be with us. So again, Melanie, thank you again for taking time out of your Saturday, and thank you for everybody that took time to listen and be a part of the call. And we'll talk to you next Saturday morning if you dare so join us. And don't miss again the two opportunities to hear the two conference calls, one at myneekend.com, and that's the July kickoff call with all those wonderful people, and then growinginwellness.com until I believe it's next Wednesday. You can hear the interview with Mary Dean and her story and her struggle and the results she's had with the Neekend products with sleep apnea. That's at growinginwellness.com. So go check those out. You guys have a great weekend, a fantastic 4th of July, celebrating the wonderful freedom that we have in this country, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning. Bye-bye.
Thank you.